You can handle the truth.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret, silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day, have him win.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Monday, the 20th day of November, year of our Lord, 2017. Welcome to the John Moore Show. In prepper tip of the day, I want to encourage all of you, if you don't already have your ballistic helmets and body armor, to get yourself ballistic helmets and body armor for every member of your team. Keep in mind that the youngsters will grow up and need them in the not-too-distant future, so be sure you get extra ones for the youngsters and possibly for friends that might need them that don't know that at the moment. That's your prepper tip of the day. We have patient Wayne Greenman, my friend Jimmy Gensling. Jimmy is the proprietor of Desert Eagle Shooters. That website is deserteagleshooters.com. We spend 2 hours every Monday talking about firearms, all things related to firearms, the gun culture, ammunition, optics, gun laws, the entire gun culture, I guess you could say. And beginning this morning, we don't pre-rehearse these calls. Beginning this morning, we're going to have a firearm tip of the week. I know I'm catching Jimmy totally off guard here, but he and I can take a few minutes to think about that, and before the end of these 2 hours, we will have a firearm tip of the week. Good morning, Jimmy.
Good morning, boss. And you may have caught me a little bit off guard, but only by a few seconds.
Okay.
Tip of the week that I was going to bring up was one that I ran into this weekend. We had a customer come out and pick up some stuff. And he was discussing on one of his pistols that he was having trouble adjusting the rear sight. And we got to look at it a little bit, and over time, since most of the time that people get their sights adjusted and everything, they forget about them, the screw, the windage screw on his pistol, gotten some crud in it, got a little bit kind of grunged up and didn't want to turn properly. So it took a little bit of effort back and forth, and we kindly got it freed up. And once we got it out, got the site disassembled. We put a little bit of dab of grease on it after we cleaned it and put it all back together and went out and resided it in. So, tip of the week, ladies and gentlemen, if you've got a rifle or a handgun and it has adjustable rear sights on it, maybe once a year, take and on the rear sights of the pistols and everything, most of the time you'll have a center screw that adjusts your elevation. And the easiest way I can say to do that is to take a piece of tape, go across the rear sight and down the side so it can't pop all the way up, remove that screw, look it over real good, clean it if it's got any crunch on it, put just a dab of grease on it, and then reinsert the screw, and then check the winded screw. That's the one that's on the side that will move the sight to the left or to the right, and do the same thing. Now, some of the winded screws are captured. They will not come all the way out. So what I recommend is to take a very light oil and put a drop on there and run that sight back and forth a couple of times. Now, before you do this, take and use a small scribe, end of a needle or whatever, and put a small scratch mark on your rear sight so that goes from the sight to the base itself. And then after you've moved it back and forth and then brought it back, you can line it up with that, go out, sight it in, make fine adjustments and everything else. That way, later on down the line, if, say, your wife has to use that pistol or your child has to use that pistol, the sights may not be perfect for them, so they've got to adjust them. And if we do happen to be in a grid-down situation or this is a need to go out and hunt game, the having a good sight picture and sights that are on are very, very important. So at least once a year. Wintertime's a great time to do that because a lot of people don't get to the range, which is going to be part of our subject today. And by taking a little bit of time now, in the future, if that has to be changed up or anything, then you're not going to have the problems that my friend had with a screw that does not want to move, or if it does, it moves just enough and then sticks or something. So that's your firearms tip of the day, John. Anything to add?
Well, not really. It's part of overall maintenance on any firearm to make sure that everything is clean, properly lubricated, properly adjusted, and in good working order. The rear sight, of course, is critical to a rifle or a pistol as far as that goes. And I don't see anything that I would change about your advice. Not really. I think it's good advice, and people can certainly improve the condition and the longevity of their firearms if they follow that little bit of advice there, Jimmy.
Well, it's one of those things that quite often I've run into sites that people have bought a new rifle or bought one at a gun show or something, and if you can hear the tap dancing around, my puppy just decided to come in and say good morning, and of course Theodore's magic tail, but they'll go to adjust the sights or something on it and twist a screw off. And ladies and gentlemen, those screws are very, very tiny, and 90% of the time, the only fix is to replace the whole sight, which if it's an antique firearm or older model, sometimes sights are not available. So another idea that you might try is when you do buy something like that, put a drop of penetrating oil on it. Our very best that we can recommend, now this is only for metal sights, ladies and gentlemen. If the sights that you have are on plastic or any kind of plastic sight, do not use this because you'll regret it and you'll be very mad at me. But it's a 50-50 mixture of automatic transmission fluid and acetone. And you don't have to mix very much of it up, but it does need to be in a metal container or glass container. And you mix up, just a couple of ounces of that. And then you can dip a screwdriver into it to apply a couple of drops to the screw areas. And that is one of the best knock-or-loose, penetrating oil, whatever you want to call it, that I've ever seen. And I'd first seen that when I was in the Coast Guard. Now, you get in a saltwater condition and everything, that does a number on any nuts and bolts, especially if they're just good old 4130 steel or something like that. So that little tip right there on your screws and everything will help knock any of the corrosion loose, lubricate them slightly, and allow you to be able to move them. Another thing to do, ladies and gentlemen, do not use just regular screwdrivers on your firearms. If you've got a Harbor Freight anywhere close, for about $14, you can buy a 100-piece insert kit for your screwdrivers with the replaceable tips that have the little quarter-inch hex tip in the end of it. The screwdriver blades that are in that are machine cut. Also, some people call them a gunsmithing cut. They don't slip. They fit very nicely down into the screw slots. And that little kit covers all the sizes and even metric. So spend a few extra bucks. Go down and pick one of those up. Keep it in your toolkit. And it's got everything in that kit. It's got Phillips. It's got regular. It's got Torx. It's got safety Torx, the ones that have the little button in the end of it, and a few odd ones that you've never seen before and probably will never use, but if the chance arises, you've got one. So, and I think those kits only cost, John, like maybe $12-$13, something in that neighborhood.
I've got one of those kits myself, and that I use for small electronics, eyeglasses, things like that. I'm probably going to upgrade and get a larger kit to take care of the larger screws where you're getting to an eighth of an inch, a quarter inch, and bigger.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing I would add to the mix with the acetone ATF mix, I would use Amsoil synthetic ATF. You're going to have better lubrication with synthetic ATF. And the operators are all going to synthetic lubricants for their firearms, by the way. Synthetics eliminate all the problems you've got with natural oil products.
Exactly. Now, what John's referring to, ladies and gentlemen, back in the old days when we had cars with carburetors, a lot of our listeners and everything are going to know what we're talking about. Instead of direct fuel injection and all this other stuff, we had what was known as a carburetor. One of the drawbacks of the carburetor was that if you parked the vehicle for, let's say it's your RV, and you parked it for the wintertime and summertime, you're going to go get ready to go out and go camping and everything, and it will not start. You can try everything in the world, up to, and even though not recommended, starting fluid and such as that, dribbling gas down the carburetor, not a very healthy thing if you don't know exactly what you're doing, and it'll run for a moment and then die. Well, the reason for that is all petroleum products, when they evaporate or flash off, is a technical term for it, they leave behind a residue that becomes a varnish. And the older ash oils, they actually had a bit of ash in them, part of the lubricating process. Once that oil itself would evaporate off, actually the solvent that makes the oil vicious, it leaves that residue behind. And I haven't thought about that, John. I'm going to have to try that with the AMSOIL. I'm going to have to contact you about some of that.
Right.
But
well, we can talk about
the
that.
The synthetic, what it does, ladies and gentlemen, since it is based on a non-petroleum base, it doesn't leave that residue. And any time that you can not leave a undesirable product behind and still have the lubricating, it's a much better way to go, ladies and gentlemen. So, yeah, John, you're exactly right. The synthetics, ladies and gentlemen, do not have the problem of the varnish, and that way you don't have a buildup of the grunge on there, because that in itself becomes a hindrance. What you're trying to do to lubricate is actually adding to the problem.
That's so, right.
Good point, right. John. I hadn't thought about that, and even though you mentioned it last week, the new AMSOIL gun cleaning stuff.
Right, right.
That's an interesting point about the frog lube products, is that they're biodegradable. There are absolutely no petroleum products in them. So just food for thought, ladies and gentlemen, that when you're doing the maintenance and everything, think about what you're using to maintain and some of the hazards that can come from it. I had a friend, John, when I was growing up, used wheel bearing grease to lube his bolts and everything up on his rifles.
Uh-huh.
And in the summertime in West Texas, that was perfect.
Right.
In the wintertime, up in the Gila Mountains of New Mexico during deer season, that grease would get so cold and so thick that it was an absolute effort to operate the bolt. And also, it could actually prevent the round from chambering, because if there was any grease that got around the edge of the round when it was going in, it would prevent it from chambering all the way. So we live and we learn, ladies and gentlemen.
That's right.
So bit by
That's
bit, right. We try to improve our future. And with everything that's going on in the world right now, maintenance is probably the number one that we need to focus on. But number two, and the subject I wanted to talk about at least the first hour today, is training. With the winter time coming on, a lot of folks are going to be spending more time inside. The holidays are here. They're going to have 1,001 things that they've got to plan and think about and do. But it's also the time that most people neglect their training platform. And in doing so, let's say that our training and our skills get a little bit corroded as well, just like they do when we neglect the guns and everything else. So I'd like to talk a little bit today about training. And as a side note on it, group training. We've all discussed and talked about, you know, grid down situations, EMP attacks, EMP from solar, all the many things that can cause us to be in an emergency situation, natural disasters, hurricane storms, blizzards, and such as that. And we all know and understand that the purpose of the police is not to protect us. The purpose of the police is to file a report and investigate afterwards. So if you are in a situation, let's say a blizzard comes into the Northeast and shuts down, you know, ice storms shut down the electricity and everything just goes totally whack job, right now is the time that you need to be thinking about on your training not being an individual. And the subject today is in the training is to look at small unit tactics. In that, what we're talking about is teams of like 4 or 6 individuals. I'm not going to say guys, because there's some girls out there that'll outshoot me in a heartbeat. One of them is my wife. Close quarters combat, I hand her the gun and keep the magazines loaded. But you need to have a plan, ladies and gentlemen. It could be based on a neighborhood watch program, neighbors that you know and trust. That's the hardest part, is to find out, if you don't already, which individuals can be depended on and which ones that are simply leeches or they follow the crowd. And if you're in a residential neighborhood and you do know your neighbors, maybe it's time, since the holidays are here, to maybe go over and take them a pie or a card or something.
Hold that thought, Jimmy.
Bring up
hold
the situation.
We got a break. Call number is 800-313-9443.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. It's taken 3 years before I could offer the InterShelter domes for sale. During those 3 years, several different governments and militaries were taking all their production. The InterShelter dome homes may be just what you've been looking for to provide affordable, energy-efficient, permanent, and attractive housing. These dome homes are prefabricated units that can be assembled in a few hours by two men with a ladder and simple hand tools. Check out the photos of these dome homes built in the Arctic, on tropical beaches, in suburban areas, and in forests. All the details, many photographs, and the pricing of the dome homes are listed on the left-hand side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. I think you'll find these homes are not only attractive, but they're energy efficient and a bonus. You can disassemble them and reassemble them as many times as you feel you need the need to. Pretty great, huh? Something that's very, very unique. Check them out at my website at the Liberty. We are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 20th of November, visiting with Jimmy Gensling with Desert Eagle Shooters. That website is deserteagleshooters.com. Let's continue. Jimmy, go ahead.
All right. We were talking about when the break came in and everything about small unit tactics. On Tim's flash drive that he sells, there's a section on there that has a lot of military manuals and things. And in that section, there are several on troop movements, on small unit tactics, on scouting, marksmanship. There's a good one out there, and I'm trying to remember what the field manual number is, but it's on the designated rifleman. And not only does it talk about rifle marksmanship and everything else, it talks about being an observer. and all of your military sniper manuals, sniping is only part of their job. They're forward intelligence gathering units is what they are, ladies and gentlemen. And in those sections on any of those books, they're going to have areas on map reading, compass, drawing out maps, drawing out areas of operation and things like that. Yes, it's all military and everything, but when you come down to it and you've got possibly the threat of looters and you're developing into your neighborhood watch program, or if you're in the rural areas like John and Tim and some of the others are and everything, you're working with your neighbors up and down the road. And the two most important aspects of that, one is communications. Tom talks about that really well on Friday, so I won't deal into that too much. But the other is understanding where people are at, or what they're observing when they communicate to you. So having a map of your neighborhood and how far it is from point A to point B marked on that map, on your personal map, then you've done ranging already, and then when you're conversing with someone, say someone's out walking the block and everything, and they see some looters coming, and they're coming down the alley between Ash and Sycamore Street, if you don't have a map there that you can point out to your family members and others where Ash and Sycamore Street is and where that alley is, then it's kind of difficult for them to understand what you're explaining on a plan. And, you know, John and I, being in the military, and Tim, we all understand that you have a plan and then you have a backup plan, because plan A is going to fail. And the backup plan has always got a reserve plan because it's going to fall apart somewhere. So don't settle on one idea for a plan. But getting back to the small unit tactics, the things that you need to look at, and this is a perfect time of year to do it because you're not going to be able to determine when the disaster strikes. We all hope it would be in summertime where it'd be nice and sunny and warm and everything else. But if it happens January the 3rd, or, you know, February the 1st, and you've got 4 feet of snow outside and you haven't planned for this, that's going to be quite a bit of change. John mentioned the body armor and the ballistics helmets. Nice part about it is we do carry those, so people that are looking into them, they can contact us. The lightweight ballistic helmets run, I think it's $219, and they are level 3A. Rifle type. So, and then we've already talked about the ballistic panels and body armor before. But equipping your teams and having communications, that all works out great. But unless you train together, go out to the range and get warmed up on your marksmanship and everything, maybe have a couple of side bets on who can have the tightest group or whatever, and then start looking at tactics. If you look back at those manuals that I was mentioning earlier, the two primary subjects that they cover is how to move, and that is either in a long line, in a column, abreast, whatever, the benefits and the drawbacks of each, and then also hand signals and communications when you are moving. So you can sit down and, if nothing else, go out to the woods and plan that you're going to go from Bob's house to Fred's house, which is 3 miles away and it's over the hill. And
hold that thought. Hold that thought. We got a break here, Jimmy. We'll be back after the break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We're continuing our energy cleaner promotion, which began August of 2016. In this promotion, you get to buy an energy cleaner $70 off retail and a mattress pad 10% off retail. $200 of the purchase price of the energy cleaner goes to Republic Broadcasting. This is a great way to help get energy cleaners out to people who need them and have some financial issues to deal with. And, of course, a great way to support Republic Broadcasting. Here's what you do. Send in a postcard. My address is John Moore, P.O. Box 201, Davidsville, Missouri. We pick a postcard every 2 weeks. If your postcard is drawn, you get the chance to buy the energy cleaner $70 off retail and 10% off the mattress pads. Put your name and your address, your telephone number and your email address on the postcard, and we wish you the best of luck. Thank you.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendover.
All right, we are back. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Monday the 20th of November. We have something new at my website as of a few hours ago. If you scroll down the left side, let's see, not too far down, it says, ICE agent commits suicide, commentary by John Moore. I don't want to steal my own thunder. It's an important article. I believe people should read it and incorporate the knowledge they get into their very being. And we'll just leave it at that for the time being. Also, my website, of course, are energy clinics for sale. This is my home business. I use mine every night. If you have pain issues with, well, let's say joint pain, arthritis pain, back pain, the energy cleaner will most likely help. Not getting a great night's sleep, most likely help there also. Are you risking anything when you get an energy cleaner? Not really, because I offer a 30-day money-back guarantee. You can read up on Energy Cleaner at my website, get the details. The patent application information is fascinating, by the way, involving, for example, Kirillian photography, a Russian photographic technique that can photograph the energy field around your body. Pretty neat technology. And, of course, the mattress pads that go with the Energy Cleaner. I'm the guy that reconfigures the mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. I'm the guy that boxes up the energy cleaners and the mattress pads and takes them to the little country post office at Cherryville where you can get all the coffee you want to drink for 75 cents. They just had a 50% increase from 50 cents recently. 75 cents for a coffee cup that never empties. I do take PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. Checks can be sent to my address at thelibertyman.com. I have a toll-free auto line 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Jimmy, do you know any place, any public restaurant where you can get a cup of coffee for 75 cents these days?
No.
All you
as
can
a
drink?
Big, avid coffee drinker, considering that my normal cup is a good old, almost like the Navy cups and everything from our favorite diner on the way to Albuquerque. But my travel mug's 42 ounces.
Right,
so
right.
That would be quite the deal for anybody that likes coffee. And plus,
absolutely.
I bet the best thing about the coffee is the conversation that goes with it.
Well, there's a round table there, and the good old boys, these are men that make their living cutting timber, working in the mines. Some retired blue-collar guys, and they're almost all of them avid deer hunters. The deer season ends tomorrow, and everybody's got a deer story, it seems like. It's a fascinating conversation, and you never know what's going to come up there.
Oh, yeah.
Let's get back to the topic at hand.
All right. We were discussing small unit tactics and everything. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I know that sounds... some of our listeners that haven't been listening very long or anything might think, oh, my goodness, this is the militia stuff and all that. No, it is not the horror side that most people are led to believe on that. When there is a disaster of any kind, the law enforcement and first responders are going to be stretched incredibly thin. They're going to be focusing on hotspots and on crowd control and their own families. A lot of people forget that, but, police officers, law enforcement, first responders, they've got families as well. And the movies are great. Always shows them as the great heroes, and believe me, I believe that most of those guys are heroes. You bad apples don't spoil the whole bunch. But they're going to be focused on that as well, ladies and gentlemen. So no matter what it is, you, me, John, everybody else is going to be down the line somewhere unless it is something really catastrophic, a house on fire that threatens an entire subdivision or something. So you're going to be back to the point where it's you and your neighbors. And I heard it put one time that no man is an island, and an island never won a battle. Meaning in that, ladies and gentlemen, is if it comes down to where you do have to deal with looters, if you do have to deal with transients, anything like that, you cannot stay up 24/7 and watch over everything. You have to have enough people to do it in shifts, and, take the load off of individuals that have many other jobs to do. Say you've got one individual that's the hunter of the group, and his main job is to go out and find game and keep meat on the table for everyone. Don't forget fishing. Fishing is another way of doing that. A good toss net or gill net can be a great asset in a situation like this if you've got a river and water. But in the small unit tactics, you've got to have communication and you've got to have teamwork. And since it's not going to be a group of individuals that have worked and trained together like military units for a year, 2 years, 5 years at a time, now's the time to actually start thinking about this before anything happens. Let's go back to our blizzard hitting the northeast that we started off with. Once that blows in and everything, transportation is going to basically come to a standstill. You've got the snow on the ground, so tracking anything or keeping track of movements and everything is going to be fairly simple. But the one aspect that really is a force multiplier is altitude. If there's a three-story house in the group and someone can observe from either the roof or from a room or rooms on the highest point that they are able to see around and everything, that's great. Even if you've got a tree stand or a deer stand that you can put up, anything to give you elevation to watch is going to be great. However, with the tree stand, the deer stand, or anything like that, you also are visible. So remember, ladies and gentlemen, if you can see it, you can be seen. So camouflage, concealment, something has got to be thought about there. And John was talking about, having your body armor and your ballistic helmets and everything. The new ballistic helmets, like we're carrying now, weigh about two-thirds of what the Kevlar helmets that the military uses. They're much lighter because of advances and offer the same protection, so it's food for thought. But when you look at these situations of being a grid down, looters, transients probably aren't going to show up the first day or second day. Third day on is where a little bit more observant situation would be probably be called into hand.
Well, it depends where you are.
If you're real close to a large city or something like that, yeah, it's going to be day two.
South LA, maybe even the evening of day one, depending on
what happens.
South Los Angeles, you're talking in minutes, not days.
Well, I'm still trying to decide if South Los Angeles is part of the U.S., John. Well, that's a subject for another day. California, they passed a new law, and I'll get the information out to you here in a little bit. But one of the caveats of the new law is you cannot will your weapons to your children or anything. They have to either be out of state within X number of days or destroyed. So, Yahoo, California. But getting back to small tactics and everything, ladies and gentlemen, this is where you have to look at your equipment lists and planning. So now the wintertime, plan once a month going to the range with your friends, your neighbors, whatever. Do your regular pistol and rifle practice and all that, but then start practicing movement, moving as a team. Quickest way to wipe out any unit is to let them travel as a small bunch, gabbing while they're walking. It doesn't work that way. You spread out. Every person is watching and keeping track of everything around them, and they have developed hand signals so they don't have to talk. So most of this information can be found in those manuals that I was talking about. Probably the easiest title to look for when you're doing this would be scouting. Not necessarily Boy Scouting or Girl Scouting, but the Boy Scouting was originally a paramilitary organization, hence the uniforms and everything else. But you want to be able to, A, know your community, know your area, and then know your region. In a world-class situation, region would more likely be your state. In a local thing, region would be like your county. And you have to plan ahead. You have to think about this. Resources, stores, logistics, moving equipment, whatever. You have to work on that as a team. A wife and a husband, or wife, husband, and one or two kids does not make a very efficient fire team. So You have to depend on neighbors or friends that are like-minded and solid and can work together. So that's just something to think about, ladies and gentlemen, because wintertime, people don't train. It's too cold outside. I'm telling you, bundle up, get out there, and do it. Because those that don't plan for any condition, that's one thing about the appleseed, John. The only thing that will call an appleseed shoot is lightning. If there is a thunderstorm and you can hear thunder, then you have the potential of being struck by lightning. And at an appleseed, if it starts raining, oh well. If it starts snowing, oh well. I've got pictures of appleseeds where the shooters are laying down in the prone position, and they're doing a long string where they're actually down there for 4 or 5 minutes, and they actually look like a snowdrift because it's all piled up on them. More than once, when I was going for my rifleman badge up at Roswell, the range that we shot on up there, we had a couple of rainstorms and literally laid in a puddle all day long. And you plan around that, ladies and gentlemen. You don't. There's no such thing as a fair weather soldier, not one that's successful anyway.
Right, right. Well, so, Jimmy, when I did my final range qualification and basic training at Fort Leonard Wood, it was a late winter day, a cold drizzle, and of course the training went on, and we did in fact go ahead and qualify. But these magazines I was picking up, they had wet, right, gritty sand on them that I had to force the magazine into the rifle, and dealing with rain in my face, rain on the sights, rain on the peep sight, and although I've scored sharp expert every time after that, I scored marksman that day, and I was quite proud of scoring marksman under those very horrific conditions of being cold and wet and dealing with sand and mud and all the rest of it. A lot of guys didn't qualify at all, of course, and had to go back to the range at a later time. But that's realistic training is very helpful, and something will help everybody if they're interested in pursuing this is getting involved in paintball competition. All the skill sets are duplicate what you would use in close quarters combat, and in fact, the powers that be, federal government, does everything they can to get hold of a list of subscribers to paintball publications and a list of members of paintball organizations. They have a very great concern of anybody who's participated in paintball competition because of the skill sets they develop are very excellent skill sets, Jimmy.
Oh, yeah. And we've had a couple of times out here in our area that people have tried to set up paintball courses and organizations, and it's worked to some extent, but the new wears off of it fairly quickly. And another one, ladies and gentlemen, that's excellent for practice is airsoft. The quality of these airsoft rifles and pistols that are out there now are far and beyond what they started with a couple of years ago. Of course, we would expect that. And airsoft, as long as you watch the velocity, because some of these things are pretty fast. I've seen a couple of them that are 600-plus feet per second.
And yeah, that'll that'll raise a welt.
Oh, yeah. And they're excellent for force-on-force training. And by that, I mean, you know, practice in your own home, clearing your rooms, things like that, and force-on-force. In that same thought, make sure that you've got eye protection. They make these beautiful little face shields so that you don't get welts and look like you've got chicken pox or something after a run. But get these together and work with your units. Work in the neighborhood. You know, you don't have to go to the range. Get the airsoft out and work on Team A take on Team B right there in the block. A couple of your neighbors may think you're slightly off kilter, but what the heck, they may get interested and want to join in. So, and if the young people that are in your neighborhood or in your area want to get involved with it, by all means, get them in there. Teach them the safety rules. It's a great way to introduce young people to firearms that maybe their parents are not part of the firearms culture. So young people get interested in it, get them involved. And then at some point in time, you may have the opportunity with their parents' permission to take them to the range and introduce them to real firearms. So it becomes a win-win no matter how you look at it, ladies and gentlemen.
Absolutely. And another advantage of the airsoft is you can use it for training in a church and not mess the place up like you would with paintball, obviously. here's our break. We'll be right back.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey folks, CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back, J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 20th of November, visiting with Jimmy Gensling with Desert Eagle Shooters at DesertEagleShooters.com. Jimmy, you know, business tend to have different aspects go different directions depending on the season. We're coming up on the holiday season here, what difference in your business do you expect to be seeing in your business the next
right now the we've got two what we call the Christmas shows coming up 1st of December, and from our experience last year, a lot of folks are going to be looking at accessories and add-ons to give as gifts and such as that. Firearms, you know, that's kind of a back-and-forth thing at any of the shows. But reloading has picked up this time of year because, again, winter, a lot of folks are inside, get bored, and so they'll start building up or replenishing, reloading supplies, you know, powder orders, primer orders, bullets and such. That's about where we're at right now on that. The last couple of shows, we've done really well with the reloading. And I've got a couple of articles I've got to get to Tim and have him get up on the webpage. I've got to talk to him because there's a couple of other things that aren't working on it. But these articles both cover using the Lee hand loader for reloading cartridges. And ladies and gentlemen, if you've always wanted to get into the hand to reloading and everything but don't have the space, even for a small press, or you want to just see if you can work it and how it turns out for you, the Lee hand loader is a $40 plus a little bit investment, and it has absolutely everything that you need in a box that's about 3 by 5 inches, except for the primer, the powder, and the bullet. With this one little kit, you can reload one caliber, and the only added tool that you get that you need to have is a nylon mallet or something like that. You don't want steel. And that's how I got started reloading back in about 67, loading for my 44 mag. And nowadays, it's amazing. It is back in vogue, as one friend put it, friend and customer, because he ordered two new sets. And it's a very simple unit, ladies and gentlemen. It fits in your pocket of your cargo pants, and you can put a small container of powder in your bag and a couple of hundred primers and some bullets, and you can reload anywhere that you're at. And so that, with coming up this time of the year with winter and most of the hunting seasons are over, the ones that are remaining here are either a few specialty hunts like ibex and oryx, or the bow hunts that are left. So with wintertime, people being inside, it's going to be a lot of reloading stuff that we'll be looking to move.
All right. Hold that thought, Jimmy. Hold that thought. We got a break. Call number is 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigraLeaf. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigraLeaf migraine formula. MigraLeaf is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigraLeaf for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network because you